Okay. Oh, I was thinking they are coming. Okay. I think no matter where you're from, I think God loves us because in John 3:16, very famous verse, very popular, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Yeah, thank God that to God there is no first world or third world, because I was born and grew up in a very, very poor countryside, and I think it's third world. But I thank God that God can brought me all the way to here, to a land flowing with milk and honey, and also I can worship God freely. Because in China, when I grew up in a Muslim area, and my daddy didn't believe anything. He's atheist, and my mother believed in Buddhism. But I was raised up as an atheist. I don't believe anything. And most of Chinese during the Cultural Revolution, Chairman Mao destroyed all the ism. All the religions, Buddhism, everything, and except only one ism, that's communism, and everybody believed in communism, and they thought the socialist country can brought them hope, prosperity, everything, and happiness. But after 30 years, the people finally realized that they hoped in the wrong thing. So today, the China, the people, they don't believe in anything except the money, and also they don't worship anything except the kids. Because 30 years ago, Chinese always have a very many good tradition. One of them is honoring parents, honoring old people, and in some area they even went too far. They worship the ancestors. And but today the people don't worship anything, and I think it's a big harvest field, and it's my prayer and my hope. When my kids grow up, and me and my wife want to go there to be long-term missionaries. So I think, yeah, I'm very glad my family found this church and opened their arms to welcome me. And not only the pastor family, everybody welcome me, make me feel at home in this church. And I especially want to thank our pastor. He diligently teach us the God's words. And this is first church, only church I found that the pastor deliver four wonderful messages each week. And besides the message, he also lead us to do so winning, to do so many things. And not only he, also his whole family put so many efforts into the ministry. And they loved this church, they care about this church. And just one quick example. I greatly enjoy the video each Sunday they put up there. And I cannot imagine how many hours that Tiffany put into that thing. And it's very beautiful, music, everything. So I just want to give thanks to them. Yeah. Every few years, we took my whole family go back to China, and everywhere we went, the people asked many questions. But the three of them are very common. First, they ask, "Are all these kids yours?" They ask in Chinese. I said, "Yes, yes, they are mine." And the next question is, "How many wives do you have?" I told them, "I have only one." Now, how can you have so many kids? We can have only one. I told them, I come from far away. So, yeah, when we finally got to my hometown, we stayed with my sister. And she is a private tutor. And every night, every weekend, the local kids come to her house to take lessons, to do the homeworks. And after a few weeks, those kids saw my kids. Every day they play, they have fun, so they ask questions. Why we need to do homework and you kids don't need to do anything? I said, well, we come here on vacation. Vacation means you don't need to do anything. So today, I think in China, we have face vacuum. So people don't believe anything. But also it's posed the challenge because people, the adults are busy to making money. The kids are so busy to get education, so-called education. So I think nobody have time to sit down to listen to you about gospel. And I think that's challenge. So I think I will pray to God that he will open the heart so they can sit down to listen, because the soul is more important than anything. Thank you. Yeah, I think 20 years ago, I come here as a single man, and it took me 6 years. I was very stumbled, so it took me 6 years to believe in to become a believer. And look at the what blessing that God gave me. He gave me a beautiful wife, both inside and outside, and also God gave me five delicious. Oh no! So I said, I already thought about food. The five precious kids, and I thank God every day. Okay, now we are going to recite the. Now we are going to recite the Psalm 23. First in English, then in Chinese. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. 诗篇23篇。 耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。 他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。 我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我切要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.